Something very different has been happening around the Yennar area for most of the year. Under cover of darkness, people of all ages and backgrounds have been gathering to practice something that many of them might only have done in private, away from the gaze of friends, family, or neighbours. They've been making music. Bluegrass music. The beginners of March and April are now confident and proficient enough to go public with a musical performance tomorrow night. At the rehearsal I attended, there were 7 guitars, 6 mandolins, 8 banjos, 4 fiddles, and at least 4 ukuleles on display. Let's hear what this is all about and what draws people to Yennar every month.
I'm Gavin Dinsdale from Traralgon.
Gavin, how long have you been involved with this beginners event here at the Yennar pub?
Just about as long as I've been playing banjo, actually. My children bought me my banjo for my birthday last year, and I knew a couple of the chaps from work, and they encouraged me to come out and see one of their shows, and as a consequence of that, I heard about the beginners group, and I thought, well, what a good way to learn how to play well with others.
What's it been like? I'll give you my impressions in a second, but what's it been like for you coming in as a greenhorn and being here to the end of the calendar year?
If there's one hallmark of what these guys are about, it's the supportive atmosphere of the place. You are, apart from the fact that you're playing in a fairly large group, they virtually nurture you through the whole process. We're not here to learn to play an instrument, but we're here to learn how to play our instruments with others in a group situation. And it's really great fun, extremely good fun. And who are you?
Jacob Atley.
Jacob, how long have you been playing the ukulele?
I've been playing ukulele since I came here.
Which is how long?
About 2 months.
Right. And yeah. How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And why the ukulele?
Because it's a lot easier for me to play, mm-hmm. and it's a lot of fun.
And what do you enjoy about coming along here to these sessions with the Strzelecki guys?
I just love playing with them and listening to the music is just unbelievable.
It seems like everybody looks after each other here. Like I saw a gentleman giving you a few tips and these sorts of things.
They're one of the teachers that helped me out, like with other people that come here to learn new instruments and, yeah.
And are you looking forward to the big concert in a couple of weeks' time?
Yes, I am very excited about that.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm Anne Pawley and I'm from Traralgon, and this is my beautiful Liddy mandolin.
And a very beautiful Liddy, is that the right
Liddy,
word?
John Liddy from South Australia, Australian made mandolin today, not ukulele.
Tell me, how long have you been coming along here?
All year. As soon as I started the group, I came. I'm not technically a beginner as such without being, patronising, but I just like playing with other people, and this was a chance to play with other people, so it's been great. I've learned a few new tunes, but those women sitting beside me you saw before, most of those are beginners, and I was able to help them a little bit, so that was good.
I've interviewed 4 people now, and this issue comes back again and again and again about the looking after of people. Is that unique here, or is it common to musicians?
Musicians, I think. Musicians too, but also I think it's a country attitude. in the city, I think it's a little bit different. Down here, you know, look after each other. And if you're all on mandolin, well, look after the mandolins. And often the string buster guys either aren't here or are over in the other corner playing with a fiddle or a banjo. So a few times John's looked in my direction and said, Annie, look after those. So, I mean, I just do. You just do. You share what you can do and what you can't do. Well, John's not looking, well, you just cover that up.
The big end of year concert is not far away. No. What are you most looking forward to about that?
Getting out my 1980 striped denim overalls to show John that, you know, we do appreciate what he's done here because he's done a fantastic job. That all of the busters have, but John's the one that holds it together. John Warner, so yeah, that'll be good. I'm just being, you know, playing here because every month we watch the string busters play and we always wish that we could be a string buster. Well, girls aren't allowed. This will be just once. Just once the busters will let the girls in, yeah.
John Werner is the three-ring circus master here tonight at the Yanar Pub. John, what is it we've been witnessing and listening to over the last 30 or so minutes here?
I'm not sure, Jared, but we have a licence for it. What you've been listening to up till this point is, I guess, the culmination of six or seven months of practicing. We've been getting together the group of beginners and semi-beginners for the last every second Wednesday of the month for the last since March, pretty well. With the idea being to foster music making in the community and also foster people who want to learn an instrument and who may not have the wherewithal or the connections to find other people to play with.
My observation of the last 30 or 40 minutes is it's incredibly. There's a lot of joy in the room, a lot of love, as the saying would be, but also it's incredibly supportive. There's lots of people helping each other out, walking around, making sure people know what the chords might be. I guess I'm not musical, but they're making sure people feel comfortable and are in the right space, I suppose. Has that always been the case?
I think you're right, Jared. You know, what we've observed is it's not just the Strezlicky string busters that are fostering this thing. We've had lots of interested people who've may have tried to form similar things before, but for whatever reason hasn't worked for them. The string busters have got a great support base in the community and we've managed to leverage off that and to get other people to come along and support our concept of bringing community music to the people.
Well, good luck to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.